As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
To Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV, and you can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, we're going to be talking about how to actually get started building headless WordPress sites. So if you haven't learned JavaScript deeply yet or know how to get going, we're going to have an actual answer to that that's approachable. And joining us for that conversation from the DevRel group at WP Engine, I'd like to welcome to Press This, Fran Agolto. Fran, welcome.
Thanks, David. I appreciate you having me on the show. And I am super stoked to be here. And yeah, I'm excited to talk about headless WordPress.
I'm really excited about this particular topic. You know, I know so many people that have, you know, used their bread and butter WordPress development and engineering skills, obviously focused on PHP, and kind of eyeing the decoupled revolution, but not really knowing like how to get going. And so really looking forward to our conversation today. Just talking, I guess, generally about building headless WordPress sites, but also, of course, around your baseline for how folks can use their kind of run-of-the-mill or bread-and-butter WordPress developer skills as a fantastic starting point with building with headless.
I think that from a perspective of demystifying, and a lot of developers say this, right? Let's demystify the code. Today, David and I will definitely demystify that for PHP developers that, hey, you know, maybe your org told you, or your own team, or maybe a small mom and pop site that you're like usually basically using traditional WordPress, and just PHP said, hey, we're going to go headless now. We're going to help you out today and demystify all that. So.
Excellent. Excellent. I like that incrementality. Your first project doesn't have to be rebuilding the matrix. So I like that.
It does not, David. Yeah.
cool. Well, let me ask you the question I ask all my guests. Could you briefly tell me your WordPress origin story?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because my WordPress origin story is a little bit on the non-technical side, if you will. Long story short, I got into tech sales, David, with a company called RF Code, who's based out of Austin, Texas. They do data center infrastructure location. They laid off, essentially, and I was like talking to a friend who worked at a company called Bizarre Voice, who loves Heather Brenner, who used to work there. And he's like, you know, there's this company called WP Engine. Fran, I know you're not like in engineering, you're in sales, why don't you apply there? They're a pretty good company, I hear. I'm like, okay. So David, I went in four years ago, I applied to WP Engine on the sales end as an account rep. And that's essentially my WordPress origin story. WP Engine hired me. I never messed around with PHP or even got into WP Admin and spun up a WordPress, nothing like that. So at the training, during WP Engine's training, even the sales reps are involved in, hey, this is how, what WordPress is, and this is how you easily it is for a marketer or a content editor to spin up a WordPress site and start editing in the block editor. So that's essentially my origin.
Excellent. Excellent. So your origin story is with a WordPress focused company. I like it. I like it. And it's interesting to hear kind of your journey and the different skills you've had to acquire to be successful in your current role. And I'm sure that's aiding you as you think about enabling others in the headless way. I'm just curious, could you tell me a little bit more about your role at WP Engine?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's interesting, the career path here at WP Engine, because I will say this, and I'm not just saying this, David, because I work here, but this is like, I've worked for many companies as well. And this is one of the few companies that can honestly say that leadership here not only has your back, but actually has interest in making you grow where you want, right? So my role here, essentially, I had no engineering skills, nothing at all, but my role as a developer advocate under Kellen Mace here on the headless WordPress side of things is to enable, educate, and advocate essentially for the usage and adaption of headless WordPress. So things like, if you're looking at like my day-to-day or like what my task would be in like a Jira ticket, it would be creating blog posts with tutorials of how to get started in headless WordPress. What should you pick? What are the moving parts in it? Because there's a lot of moving parts when you decouple. You probably know that, David. And then videoing those tutorials, bringing those to life for those who are more like video, not reading, but like a video visual learner, because there's a lot of those out there too. And then that's the core brunt of the job. And then obviously having a social presence in all platforms like LinkedIn, Twitter. Twitter is quite interesting, David, with the developer space in there, because I'll get into it later with the front end frameworks. But having that presence so that like we as a headless WordPress DevRel team make people aware in the community that, hey, you know what, y'all, this actually exists, this approach and this architecture to WordPress. And from a future standpoint, this is where it's moving. So if you need to use it, get on board with us and we can show you how, kind of thing is the role, essentially.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like you're well suited for this discussion then, to help folks kind of get their head around their first headless WordPress build. In general, from what you've been exposed to so far, do you think those that you might consider, say, an advanced WordPress developer in the kind of monolithic approach, do they have a good baseline of skills to build with headless WordPress? Or is it like, throw away all my old skills and learn all brand new stuff? Like, how would you classify that transition for most folks?
David, that's a great question. This is what I think, and I back my thinking up with the essential findings that I had being immersed in this community in headless WordPress. So an advanced WordPress developer who's just used to messing around with PHP and essentially the WP admin and all the intricacies of WordPress, do they have a good baseline skill to build headless WordPress? My answer is, thank goodness, yes. And the reason why it's yes is this: from a technology or a technical standpoint, what's great about when you decouple WordPress and you start getting into, hey, what are the tools needed? The major thing is that, look, you're not rendering essentially, PHP is not doing the work anymore to throw that HTML back to the browser and render that. It's not PHP doing the work. It's the JavaScript front end that you're going to pick. Now, luckily, because PHP and WordPress essentially, gosh, David, has it been around for how long now? I want to say
2008.
Yeah, 2008. That's old. That is old in tech years, you know? And then on top of that, the template hierarchy, the structure of WordPress and how those files load and show you what you want on a browser when the user requests it. Guess what? These JavaScript front-end frameworks, they restructured exactly that WordPress way, if you will, and PHP, but just in JavaScript. So I'll give you an example, right? Next.js, you've probably heard of it. It's a very, very popular front-end framework. In fact, our open source front-end framework here at WP Engine called Fast.js, soon to be renamed, is built on top of Next.js. Here's the thing. When you spin up a Next.js application, David, and you look at its file structure, within the file structure, there's a pages directory. And if you drop in a file there and name it, like, say, aboutdv.js, that automatically makes a path and a page, which will render on the browser once you make a JavaScript component.
So it sounds like there's some familiarity there from the way that some of the front ends frameworks are working, Next.js specifically. And then, of course, it sounds like they can also use those PHP skills for basically building out the backend CMS experience and plugins, I guess, that might be doing different jobs. So it's 100%. Interesting on the familiarity side. I hadn't been exposed to that. I want to kind of take a next click down, though, and I want to learn a little bit more about choosing that front-end framework and how WordPress, traditional WordPress developers should think about that. But we're going to have our first break, and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're in the middle of interviewing Fran Agolto. Sorry about that, Fran.
No worries,
your very first headless WordPress build and making that easy. Fran, right before the break, you were sharing a little bit about how advanced WordPress developers can use their baseline skills of PHP for, you know, kind of forming the back end in WordPress. And then you were talking about some familiarity, though, in things like file system structure and correct, some of the front-end frameworks. I'm just curious, maybe you could expand on that a little bit, but then also think about, like, how should developers think about the framework they choose? What are the considerations and options?
Yeah, so just a quick expansion on the question that we were currently on real quick. At the end of the day, like, as an advanced WordPress developer, you have in your mind how things are laid out. You have a structure, a hierarchy, an architecture, if you will, on the essential files on how WordPress works. So in relation to that, you take that mindset, David, and then you bring it over to a JavaScript front end. You spin one up and you're like, oh, thank goodness, it looks very similar. Now, from a coding perspective, right? And I, truth be told, as far as like when I started learning, Shame on me. I actually have started learning in JavaScript. I took a JavaScript bootcamp, so I'm very novice with PHP. In fact, my good friend who works here, Jason Ball, who invented WP GraphQL, when we're dual programming, he has to like essentially tell me how to write PHP. But anyway, from a parity perspective, you know, the functions, and once you know a language, you can start looking at docs. But the most important thing is that baseline is there, David, right? The mindset and the format and the architecture is very familiar, so that you can start, you know, there is no like, the base of entry and the friction and the barrier is lower than an advanced WordPress developer might think. On your next question of what you asked on things to consider, yes, very much so. The front-end framework is the main one, and then I'll talk about the API layers. But when you're choosing a front-end framework, there's quite a few out there, and it gets kind of overwhelming, if you will, right? Because there's Vue, there's Angular, there's Svelte, there's Next.js. You can use pure React, but there's things built on top of React like Next and Gatsby. I mean, it's a lot. it's a lot. There's trade-offs to that, right? You have optionality as a advanced WordPress developer, let's say, as for an example, since we're on this theme here, going into this going, okay, well, I have a lot of things in front of me. Now, which one is most paired up or similar to WordPress from the file structure? So the two ones that come to mind most essentially is Next.js. And that's why at WP Engine, the front-end team here that is in charge of our open source front-end framework, the JavaScript one, chose to build on top of Next.js because it has the most similar. Yeah.
Does the WP Engine headless platform Atlas, does it support other front-end frameworks other than Next.js?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great question, David. Yes, absolutely it does. You don't have to use our front-end.
Okay. And so that's, I'm guessing, fairly common as people think about their hosting configurations, is that it's probably not much of a consideration which potential framework they might use.
Yeah, from the hosting platform side, a lot of the front-end node Jamstack host, I call them, if you will, Atlas, Vercel, Netlify, Heroku, all those hosts, it won't matter. They're configured to accept any front-end JavaScript framework that you essentially choose. So that's okay. Pretty cool. Yeah.
So Next is in I guess your opinion and WP Engine's opinion, like the most comfortable place for a WordPress developer to land. As a matter of fact, you felt that way so much. You based the Atlas front-end framework on that. And again, I guess that's an optional part of that whole Atlas universe, but so Next is where the recommendation is. Okay. Any other considerations on the front-end framework side before we flip to the API layer?
Yeah, you kind of want to start understanding from your consideration, especially when you're using headless WordPress. And this kind of aligns with the next thing that I would recommend besides Next.js. There's things like, how dynamic is my site, right, David? Like, because JavaScript is, I call it the verb of your of your browser, meaning like it lets you actually execute and do things like press a button and stuff like that. How much do you really need? Or is your site just literally purely static HTML? Then you could start thinking about utilizing a framework called Astro, because that also has like a very PHP WordPress feel, where it has like a kind of a code fence where you put all your executed functions in, and then you have a template at the bottom where you can just write raw HTML or then set some WordPress templates in congruent to your JavaScript components. So that those are things to consider, because like the beauty of the frameworks nowadays, I tell you, David, and this is pretty cool, is it allows you to have the optionality per page on how you want to render the WordPress data. You can server-side render, you can statically generate it, or you can hybrid both. So that's pretty cool.
Awesome. So I do want to kind of ask you more about the quick start option, but I want to kind of hit on the API layer before our next break. But What is a familiar way for WordPress developers to set up and think about the API layer with headless builds? Like, as I think about other guests that have been on the show, it's like ACF and WP GraphQL, those are my go-tos. And I feel like these are pretty common use cases in monolithic WordPress builds, certainly ACF. But even thinking about the API layer and how you might interact with other applications or other WordPresses, but like, do you feel like there's a kind of familiar starting point for WordPress developers to think about as they start thinking about that API layer?
Yeah, there is one. I mean, the thing is like at the end of the day, there is a learning curve with GraphQL and WP GraphQL, great. But because WordPress, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, DV, and you can fact check me because you've been in this WordPress game longer than I have, but I think the REST API shipped with WordPress core, was it 3 or 4 years ago? I don't know.
If you give me like 2 seconds here, I have the timeline in front of me. It's actually on my list of major 2016.
Oh, that's not that. Okay. David, you made me feel a little bit younger today. I thought I was really, okay, that's not that long ago. But anyway, so WordPress developers are obviously, and a lot of like web developers at the end of the day, are familiar with REST. And it ships with WordPress core. And in headless, yeah, you don't, I mean, I know it's used quite a ton, GraphQL. You don't have to use it. You can use the REST API layer just to start with some familiarity. And yeah, and then you just essentially grab those REST endpoints like /posts/categories, whatever. And then you can utilize that HTTP method like GET, make that request to that endpoint and then grab that data and populate it on your front end, on your next front end. So yeah.
I like that. So kind of starting with REST, maybe before you go tackle WP GraphQL, just to get the kind of fundamental like piping figured out in terms of your WordPress backend and JavaScript front end. And then kind of graduate into adopting WP GraphQL. I'm guessing that's part of like, as you might think of like a complex production headless build, I'm guessing that would be part of your stack. Would you view WP GraphQL as like a critical part of your stack if you're really going to start building headless WordPress sites?
I would say yes. And the reason is because when an applicant, and this is, I think, you know, at the end of the day, David, I think this is why Facebook invented not only React.js, but GraphQL, is because you think about the Facebook application. Think about how mind-blowing and how huge that application is. Everybody and their mother has a Facebook page, and then Facebook has to maintain that, and there's code that runs under that, and then there's API layers. Now, what's cool about GraphQL, essentially, especially in WordPress, is if you have like, and I'll give a quick shout out to Android Authority, who's one of our customers that's on a headless site right now that uses GraphQL. When you make a request with REST, REST is great, right? And it's familiar. But the problem with REST API is from a scalability factor, I guess, you know, you can make an argument, well, you can like kind of like set your responses to a time. You could, but at the end of the day, there's underfetching and overfetching in REST because you don't exactly know what you're going to get back. The crucialness of the GraphQL and WP GraphQL layer, David, in a WordPress site that is absolutely massive, like to scale, yeah, you can exactly declare what you want coming out of WordPress. You can't do that with REST. That way, there are some performance benefits to that, as you can see, because it's not going to like come back with
less to parse, less to process at the request. Yeah, like that. That gets
yeah,
really
you get
fun.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've sold me. I'm ready to figure out how to build with headless WordPress. And I would like a quick start way to get going. We're going to cover this right after our last break. We'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're in the middle of interviewing Fran Agolto about getting started building headless WordPress sites. Fran, earlier in the interview, you walked us through kind of how you thought that you know, advanced WordPress developers' bread and butter skills were well suited to learn to build headless WordPress. You talked about the considerations for choosing a front-end framework. Next.js is your favorite for those OG WordPress developers. And then you talked about the API layer considerations. I really liked your tip to get started with REST, to get familiar, and then kind of evolve into WP GraphQL. But now I'm going to put your feet to the fire on this one. We promised everyone a quick start option. How do we actually get going? Like, I hear some people complain, like, I don't know how to get the environment set up. I don't know what plugins or themes or whatever to use. Give me a quick start point. I know WP Engine has an answer to this. It's free, but I'm just curious, like, how does it work and how do people get going?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank, and that's a great question, David, because we are, as developer advocate here on Headless WordPress and just WP Engine as a whole, as we're trying to make, again, sounds cliche, but we are truly trying to make the internet a better place and more accessible, especially for developers moving into Headless WordPress. And by doing that, one of the things in relation to your question is, we as a team here on Atlas, we were like thinking at the infancy of this, and I remember running calls with Jason Cohen in the infancy of the genesis of, like, hey, we're going to have a headless WordPress option. What? That's going to be so complex. Well, wait a minute. And this is how brilliant Jason is. I love his thinking. He's like, why don't we lower the barrier of entry and make it as easy as spinning up a traditional WordPress site where you literally can just spin up your WordPress install, go to WP Admin, and boom, start going. So in Atlas, this is how you would do it, right? The first thing is essentially what's great is we have, if you just want to test first, it's non-committal. So you can have like an Atlas, what's called an Atlas sandbox, Atlas, and it's free for all. You can sign up on the page.
Production hosting environment, I guess, for headless WordPress sites.
Yeah, essentially, like the sandbox account is more of like a development environment.
Production is a strong word. My point is, it's a hosted development environment, maybe is a better way to say that.
Correct. Yeah. So you can start testing on it. So here's the cool thing. Once you sign up for that free Atlas account, David, you get access to the WP Engine UI, user interface. And some people might be familiar with it, some will not, some might not. I'm not going to go through a tutorial about it, but it's super cool. It's a GUI and it literally lays out what you have in front of you. It's like what you see is kind of what you get, WYSIWYG. So it'll say Atlas. When you click on the Atlas left-hand side of the hamburger menu on the WP Engine UI, that's cool because a wizard will actually walk you through. We made this like beginner-proof, literally walks you through, hey, do you want a quick start option to your question that is a blueprint, or do you want to pull an existing project from your GitHub repository? Well, cool. I don't know anything. I'm new to this. Let's start with a blueprint. Once you click that blueprint, David, you have the option of having it being like a portfolio site, a blog site, and just a shameless plug, we are going to have headless e-com blueprints coming soon. So stay tuned. But anyway, you click on that and just with a simple click and some configurations on walking you through, where do you want this hosted? Where do you want the server to be eCentral, all that stuff. And it's real quick, just like that. It spins up your WordPress backend. Okay. You don't have to worry about that. Spins up your Node front end so that blueprint is already on the Node host. And right away, within like one pane, if you will, you can click into your WP admin. The plugins are already installed that you need. And you can start essentially editing in the block editor. And everything is just connected once you grab your... there's a plugin that generates like a URL and a key that you paste into your front end environment variable files. And it's all a walkthrough. I mean, it's hard to get confused, and that's it. And then you have a quick time to hello world, I like to call it.
That's awesome. I love those quick starting points. You know, as I think about what made WordPress such a great platform, I think one is its accessibility to content creators, 100%. But it's also that wonderful ecosystem of people and tools and tutorials and code snippets and blueprints and starting points. And it feels like headless in general, and WordPress hasn't had the benefit of that yet. And it's still early days, but it's awesome to hear about that. People can get this account and it's free, right? You said there's no obligation to pay. It's just a free sandbox account. And that's at wpengine.com/Atlas is where they find that. Is that right, Fran?
Yeah, that is correct. And 100% free, 100% free. Now, if you do like it, you should buy it. I mean, if you decide that, hey, this is,
totally. But I think it's great, you know, because again, as we think about how Decoupled is, you know, kind of rising in popularity and thinking about those paths as WordPress developers might want to take advantage of that, I think it's great to see a free offering and great to see those complimentary tools like the Blueprint. Well, Fran, this was amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today.
David, thanks so much for having me. And this was super fun. If you want to have me back on to chat more nerd stuff, I'm always down, man. So I appreciate you having me.
Well, we definitely have guests come back. So thank you so much. If you'd like to learn more about what Fran is up to, you can visit wpengine.com/Atlas. Thanks everyone for listening to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. Again, this has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.